Today, there are all kinds of applications available for download on your mobile devices, from tracking your running route to managing your finances from your phone. If you can think of it, there is probably an app for that. While listening to a police scanner and cruising Facebook simultaneously can be fun, it's important to weigh the risk with the benefit. Select from the apps below and carefully review the user consent warning so you're fully aware of what information this app will have access to. What are you consenting to? Is the risk worth the application? Who designed the application and is it malware? What's malware, you ask? There's an app for that, too. What a handy app. I can arm my home alarm and lock my door from my car while I drive away. But wait. What would happen if my phone was lost or stolen? A thief would have easy access to my house. Maybe you should reconsider. Remember, think like the wolf. How can your home security application be used against you? This is a third-party app. So who wrote it? And is it malware? Malware is designed to collect and transmit your personal information without you ever even knowing it's there. Maybe you should do a little research, read some reviews, and make a decision once you have more information about this application. Good call. Denying the download. There are just too many unknown variables with this application. Best to take a minute, set your alarm, and lock your house yourself. Better safe than sorry. Antivirus for my phone? I thought only my computer got worms. Click on the antivirus application for more information about the importance of antivirus applications, even on your own smartphone. These days, no one would ever consider running a computer without antivirus software installed. But what about your smartphone? Your smartphone can get viruses and worms, just like your computer. Malware and viruses can run on anything that has an operating system, including your smartphone. Bad links in emails and downloading malicious applications are all really easy ways to contaminate your smartphone with malware, viruses, and worms, just to name a few. But you can protect your phone. You can run antivirus software on your mobile devices, just like you do on your computer. Do a little research and find out what application works for you. And always make sure to only download applications from official marketplaces. You might be wondering, what exactly is mobile malware, and why should I care about it? With the exploding popularity of tablets and smartphones, hackers now have a whole new means for getting their hands on your private information. New threats are developing every day with the express purpose of compromising your mobile devices and collecting your personal critical information. There are many different ways that criminals get these malicious tools onto your mobile devices. Downloading a malicious app or application or clicking on a dangerous link are some of the most common methods used to steal your information. But you may also receive a text message or voicemail asking for your personal information. Do not fall victim to these attempts. Only attempt downloads from official sources, which you have carefully reviewed before accepting. Be sure to run antivirus software on your mobile devices so your mobile device is better protected from unauthorized or malicious access. So what if my phone does get stolen? What do I do? Just go get a new phone? But what about all of the personal information that was on the stolen phone? What does the thief now have access to? There's an app for that. Lost or stolen phone? No problem. You can find it if you have a locator application. Locator applications allow you to track your phone from a computer so you can see where your mobile device is. And if the app can't locate your device, no problem. Many locator apps also have the ability to remotely lock and delete the contents of your phone. So if a bad guy gets hold of your mobile device, he won't be able to access any of your personal accounts or get any of your personal information. And always password protect your mobile devices. Don't make it easy for the bad guy to get your information. Bank applications are just one example of potentially malicious applications. Sure, your bank may have a legitimate application to make managing your finances easy to do from your phone. But do you know if your phone is secure? Maybe your mobile device has already been compromised, and your personal banking information from a legitimate application is being broadcast out to the bad guy via the malware that was already on your phone. Or worse still, maybe your bank application is a bad application that looks a lot like your bank, but it's not. Is the risk worth the benefit? Always consider if the risk is worth the benefit before downloading and accessing any application on your mobile devices. Is your phone a beacon of your personal information? Minimize the risk by downloading and accessing applications with care. Hey, I'm as big a fan of Angry Birds as the next guy, and there are a lot of apps out there that can make life a lot easier. You just need to be smart and use a little bit of common sense about what you're downloading onto your mobile device and what information you're making available to who. Mobile devices are great, but they have also opened up a whole new world of dangers to OPSEC that we need to all be aware of.